Good evening and welcome to the WPSU Jazz Show. Tonight we'll feature a presentation of a live concert from the Jazz at the Palmer series. Tonight's Jazz Show will showcase the Ryan Kaufman Quartet recorded live at Palmer Museum of Art in October 2018. The musicians in the group are Ryan Kaufman on saxophone, Kirk Reese playing piano, Joe Michaels playing bass, and Chris Lauser on drums. This concert was recorded by WPSU as part of the Jazz at the Palmer series and is supported in part by Friends of Palmer Museum and Fred and Judy Sears. Let's get the Jazz Show going now with music recorded live by the Ryan Kaufman Quartet. The show starts with a selection called In Walked Bud.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was a little tall for me. You're optimistic. I don't know. Is it better to be tall? Thank you very much for having us here. We're delighted to be here. That was a wonderful tune by one of my favorite jazz artists and composers, Thelonious Monk. It's a tune called In Walked Bud. We're going to continue with, we're going to change things up a little bit and continue with an original tune of mine that I wrote about 10 years ago. It's hard to believe that. But this tune is a tune that I wrote for a friend. It's called La Camba.
Thank you.
Can I say a few words about my saxophones? This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure, yeah. I do often get questions about this one because it looks weird because it's straight, right? This is called a soprano saxophone. So if we have any musicians in the house, you're probably familiar with the different families of saxophone. There are four main sizes of saxophone that I play. Most typically, it's these two. This is the one everybody starts on in fourth grade, probably, okay? This is called an alto, right? The names pretty much correspond to the voice register names, like in a choir. So soprano, alto, tenor, which would be the next lowest, and then baritone, which is the big one that you see somebody like Dennis de Blasio playing, right? So that corresponds kind of with the soprano, alto, tenor, bass in a choir voice. Yeah. So hopefully I answered your question well enough. Yeah, I enjoy playing them all. They're really a blast, too. The saxophone is such a beautiful and flexible instrument. So I continue to be fascinated with all things saxophone and with making music with these colleagues, too. It's just a delight. Thank you very much. One of the things, well, that was, first of all, that was a wonderful old show tune called If I Were a Bell. One of the things that I enjoy about, every now and then I get contracted to play musical theater, playing the pit orchestra. I play flute, clarinet, and get to enjoy that side of playing a little bit. One of the things I really enjoy about playing some of these really old American theater shows is that I learn where some of these great jazz standards that we play so much come from. So I'm not sure how long ago it was. It was probably longer ago than I think now. But I played got the chance to play the show Guys and Dolls, and sure enough, If I Were a Bell, and I was like, oh, that's where this is from. I like this tune. This one I know, right? So it was cool. It's a neat way to tie musical things together, kind of find out what the original source was. So in that vein, we're going to do another old show tune for you that I've adapted for our quartet to play. So this is our version of a tune probably made pretty famous by Bette Midler on Broadway, and I think Johnny Mathis also recorded a really great version in the 60s. So this is from another really old American musical called Gypsy, and this is always a tune that I enjoyed hearing when I got to play that show. So this is a tune called Small World. Thank you. Thanks again. We have one more tune for you before we take maybe a short pause. But before we do that, I would just like to introduce these wonderful colleagues that I get to share the stage with. It's always a joy to play with these guys. Over on my far right, Joe Michaels from Wilkes-Barre on the bass. Chris Lozer on the drums, newly minted from Maryland. On the piano, Kirk Reese. So we're going to play one more for you before we take a short pause. This is a blues, and the blues doesn't really need any introduction, but this is one I wrote a couple years ago called Prospect Blues.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll be back after a short pause. Thank you.
This is listener-supported public radio, WPSU, at 91.5 in Bellefonte and 90.1 in Mount Jewett. You're listening to WPSU's Jazz Show, and you've been listening to the Ryan Kaufman Quartet recorded live at Palmer Museum of Art in October 2018. Jazz is supported by your annual membership in WPSU and by Spectacles, 138 West College Avenue, State College. Comprehensive service including testing for digital eye syndrome by optometrist Julie Halua. Information at 234-7788. This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio for Central and Northern Pennsylvania. We'll continue with the second set from the Ryan Kaufman Quartet, recorded live in just a moment. Thanks for listening to WPSU's Jazz Show.